Now, Mr. Asai from the management office will now talk about the procedure for the implementation of the project. Thank you. I am from MRI, and I would like to talk about the procedure for the implementation of the project. So please refer to 2-2. I would like to cite the page number of the slides as I speak. So please refer to page 2 first. This is what I'm going to talk about. It's primarily threefold. First, the outline of the procedure, and then the points of attention for the procedure, and then the main documents that pertain to this project. Those are the three things I will be talking about in this presentation. So first of all, regarding the outline of the procedure for implementation of the RFP, and it comes in stages. The first stage is until the adoption of the entities. Secondly, until the commencement of the project after the entity has been selected. And then thirdly, after the commencement of the project up to the completion. Page 4, please. Now, let me talk about the procedures up to the adoption or the selection of the entities to implement the project. Already on May 15th, the application period has started, and the information session is taking place right now. So going forward, the application documents will be submitted to the management office, as was just explained. The various documents were just explained. So the deadline will be 17th of July of this year. And later on in this presentation, I'll talk about this. That's on page 8 and 9. So after the documents are submitted, the review committee for this project will be reviewing the documents. I will talk about this later on page 10. And then at the end of July this year, there will be a notification of the result of the review. Sorry, the end of June, or sorry, end of July. And then those entity which were selected, if you go to page 5, after the selection, there is a need for submission for the granting of the subsidies. And later on, I will talk about this in detail. That will be on page 11. So after you make the submission, METI, the implementing entity, and us, the management office, will be making some adjustments and some consultations. And we'll make some minor adjustments regarding the content of the project, as well as the cost breakdown, IP, and so on. After which, there'll be a decision to grant the subsidy, and that will be made in by the end of August. And then page 6. After the granting of the subsidy is decided, then the project will be started. So what happens after the commencement of the project? There's going to be a regular progress report to be submitted to us. After the completion of the project, the result would be reported. And the completion of the project, that should be March 31st of 2016. As was mentioned previously, if you can complete it before that time frame, then it would also suffice. But at the latest, the completion of the project is to be March 31st of 2016. Now, as for the report of results, it should be submitted by 10th of April 2016 at the latest. If the project was completed earlier, then the report should be submitted within 30 days upon the completion of the project. And the report of results will be explained more in detail later on page 12. Now, having received the report of results, the project management office will then conduct an audit on the result of the project as well as the accounting issues. And based on the result of the audit, we then will determine the amount of the subsidy to be granted. After the amount of the subsidy is decided, the implementing entity will send an invoice for that payment, and then we will then be making the payment. Page 7, please. Now, there are some points that warrants your attention in the procedure, and though there are 4 points that requires special attention. I would like to talk about that now. So please refer to page 8. First, this is on the application documents. There was already a presentation earlier regarding the application documents. It's redundant, so I'm not going to get into details, but please make sure that you read the submission guidelines so as to appropriately develop and submit the documents. The deadline is noon Japan time of July 17th. It has to be there by that time. Now, page 9. Those are some of the precautions that warrants attention for these application documents. First of all, the documents which are submitted will be viewed only by the committee members, the staff of the national government, or the management office who are involved in this particular project, and it will not be used for any other purpose than the review. Secondly, the application documents shall not be returned to the applicant, be it paper or data. It will not be returned to the applicant. And the documents for the application will be published. So if there is some information that should be confidential, then please specify which part of the information should not be disclosed. Number 3, if the application documents contain invention or other information which can lead to acquisition of intellectual property rights, then the applicant must take necessary measures before application on their own responsibility and decision. Number 4, a submission of the application documents does not imply the transfer of existing property rights. And the submission of documents shall not automatically entitle the state or the management office to obtain license to use that right. Number 5, applicants are obliged to take responsibility for the information contained in the application documents, and they are deemed to hold appropriate authority regarding that particular information. So those are the points that needs to be borne in mind when you submit the documents. Now, page 10. Let me now talk about the review of the documents. As I mentioned, the review will be conducted based on the application documents, and it will be reviewed by the review committee. And there was a mention of presentation or hearings or on-site meetings. And I have already talked about, so this can happen. Regarding hearings or on-site visits or additional documents, as well as presentations. In any case, if these are necessary, then the applicant will be notified in advance. Page 11. This is regarding the application for the subsidy grant. And this is information necessary only if you're selected as the implementation entity. But for your reference, I would like to explain the procedure. If you're selected as the entity for implementation of the project, then the details of the project and the costs for the project would have to be presented or submitted in the document form. In regard to the documents, there will be some consultation and coordination adjustment made between METI, the implementing entity, and the management office. And as a result of this adjustment, there may be some changes or modifications to that original application document. In that case, resubmission of the application document may be required. Page 12. Now on the report of results after the completion of the project. So again, this is information only necessary if you're selected as the implementation entity, but I'd like to explain for your reference. So after the project is complete, then the details, revenue, expenses, and accounting details of the project will be submitted to the management office. And the management office will then verify these details, and upon the verification, we will go on site to your venue, and an official from METI may join in this on site visit. Regarding the expenses, you will submit the details of the expenses, and you need a dedicated account book and evidence, and have to be clearly separated from other accounting because it is funded by a subsidy. Regarding the decision on the amount of the subsidy to be granted, and the accounting book and the evidence is necessary to be confirmed before determining the amount of the subsidy. Page 13. This portion talks about the main documents concerning the project and the areas where you should be reading with particular attention. So if you refer to page 14, there's a table here, and those are the documents where the applicants are required to understand the details of. And on our website, where you saw the details of this information session, on that same website, you'll be able to download these documents. So please make sure that you read and understand these documents. At the bottom, it says Subsidized Project Administration Manual. It is funded by a subsidy, so the accounting procedure may differ from a generally accepted accounting procedure. So please make sure that you read this in detail, and let me give you some examples in the next page. So on page 15, This is regarding the subsidized project administration manual. So I have just cited three examples where you need special attention, among others. So expenses, which can be covered with a subsidy, are ones which accrue after the date of the grant decision and would have to be paid or completed during the project period. And whether the expenses are commensurate with the objective of the project, you would have to provide evidence that the expense was duly used for the purpose of the project. And also, regarding procurement, if the procurement is conducted from your own company or totally 100% subsidiary, profits included in the procurement are not permissible. So the accounting procedures, in the course of the accounting procedures, these information would be necessary. So please read through with attention. So this concludes our explanation regarding the procedures. So we will take questions at the end later. Thank you very much for your attention.